13. And now we come to a rundown of the sport. We'll start with hockey. Ashmore men bounce back by beating Bristol. England Hockey National League Conference West, Ashmore men's first 11 3, University of Bristol first 11 2. Ashmore's men first team bounced back from their narrow defeat at Fareham to produce a hard-fought victory against a lively University of Bristol side. Ashmore remain in third place but close the gap to just a point behind the two sides above them who both drew. The EHL takes a break with no conference matches this weekend. Games then resume on November the 2nd when Ashmore will travel to the top of the table, Chichester, in a mouth-watering encounter. Ashmore women's first team suffered a narrow defeat at Oakhampton's second 11 in the Petrock Division 1. They fell behind midway through the first half, but a good spell of pressure led to B. Beswick equalising just before half-time. However, the home team were awarded a penalty stroke with just over 10 minutes to play, and that goal proved the difference between the sides, the final score sitting at 2-1. Four defeats on the spin for teens, and we're looking at rugby now. Regional 2 South West, Tynmouth RFC 14, Weybridge Camels 49. After winning their first two games of the season, Tynmouth RFC has lost four on the spin, the latest defeat coming at home against Weybridge Camels on Saturday, October the 18th. With several injuries, the teens are stretched thin, but in true club spirit, others have stepped up the plate when needed. And as previously mentioned, this is a fourth defeat in six league games, leaving the teens 10th in a 12-team lead ahead of Columpton and winless Wellington. A day of defeat for Newton Abbott RFC. Newton Abbott's RFC losing run in Western Counties West is now four games long after a 32-24 defeat at Kingsbridge. The All Whites did come away with four try bonus points, but had they executed their moves more clinically in the first half, they could easily have come away with more. We're going to have a look at rugby union. Chiefs thrash Quins to record bonus point win. Exeter Chiefs recorded an impressive bonus point win on Sunday as they thumped Harlequins 38-0 at Sandy Park. Henry Slade scored two tries and kicked 13 points, while Emmanuel Feyi-Waboso, debutant Len Ikaido and Harvey Skinner contributed to the resounding victory with a try each. And again with the Exeter Chiefs, Hooper set to make his mark with the Chiefs. Tom Hooper admits he's never been one to shy away from a challenge, and now bruising Australian international, he's ready to bring his trademark physicality to English rugby's unforgiving heartland. At just 24, Hooper has swapped Canberra for Devon, joining the Exeter Chiefs in one of the Premiership's most intriguing moves of the season. The back row powerhouse is part of Rob Baxter's ambitious rebuild after Exeter's lowest ever top flight finish last term. And now we're going to have a look at football. There's not an awful lot of it this week. Another home defeat for Tynmouth. Tynmouth AFC fell to an eighth defeat of their Southwest Peninsula League campaign to date on Saturday, October the 8th. Liam Jones' side hosted Middlesoy Rovers at Coombe Valley, knowing a win would see them leapfrog the team from Somerset, but it wasn't to be. Liam Gilbert and Eddie Townsend scored the goals as the Zoy prevailed 2-0, moving them to 11th with 13 points from 10 games to date. Bovey and Buckland edge into second round. Neither Bobby Tracy AFC nor Buckland Athletic were overly convincing in their respective FA Bar's first round proper ties, but the South Devon pair are through to the next stage all the same. Bovey welcome Radstock Town to the Western Counties Roofing Ground, a Somerset-based side struggling in the adjacent Western League Division 1. Having blown Western League Premier High Flyers Torpoint Athletic out of the water in Cornwall last time out, many would have expected the Moorlanders to put together another emphatic cup success. But it was only one goal in it, the ever-reliable Ollie Applin making the difference for Bovey. Buckland, who themselves are enjoying a strong season to date, fired back first through defender Miles James, and then it was striker Ryan Bush at the death. Bovey will host Corsham Town of the Hellenic League Premier Step 5 and Hampshire-based Millbrook visit Buckland at the VX3 Stadium at the Wessex League Premier. And there is no score, for that matter. I've looked at this three times and I still can't find a score, so I'm very sorry about that. And finally, we're going to have a quick look at running. Trotters well represented at the Hereford Path Half. 16 Teambridge Trotters took part in Running Forever FC's Herepath Half Marathon in wet and breezy weather. The undulating trail, 13.7 miles, included fields, lanes and woodland paths with uphill sections early on. It was a well-marshalled and signed event with excellent cakes at the finish. The 16 trotter finishers agreed it was well worth the effort in challenging conditions for the championship points. And the prize winners included Helen Antley, first FV40, and Roger Easterbrook, first MV50. And that concludes the sport for this week.